The Lord be with you.
And your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. The most frequently asked question I got this past year in 2025 was, "Which door at IC is the holy door for the Jubilee year?" Why did I get peppered with that question? Well, because Bishop Taylor designated IC one of the five Jubilee churches which people can visit to obtain a plenary indulgence. And my standard answer was, any door you walk through to enter a church is a holy door, because you just walked into a church. All church doors are holy doors. And by the way, this Epiphany weekend is the last day to walk through our doors and obtain the plenary indulgence. Why? Well, because the Jubilee year, marking the 2025th anniversary of the incarnation, that is, God becoming man. In other words, Jesus' 2025th birthday concludes today. So hurry on down, folks, and go through IC's doors before this exclusive offer expires. A friend in Florida sent me a rich meditation on the doors of a church. And I believe it applies in a special way to IC's Jubilee doors. It was titled, "The Sacred Place in the Church Almost No One Talks About." It goes, "Everyone knows the altar. Everyone sees the pews and the statues and the sanctuary lamp. But there is one place in the church that almost nobody talks about. Yet your soul has stood there every single mass." It continued, "It's the threshold. Yes, the doorway. The place you walk through without looking twice. A few inches of holy ground between the outside world and the house of God. Most Catholics step over it casually, but heaven does not. Because spiritually, the doorway of the church is a battle line where two worlds meet. Outside the church, noise, pressure, distraction, temptation, pride, hurry. Inside the church, silence, grace, angels, the Word, the Eucharist. Every Mass begins with a victory. You crossed the border. Then the meditation concludes. So the next time you walk into church, don't rush. Don't enter without thinking. Pause. You are crossing the doorway of the King. You are stepping into God's throne room. You are walking into eternity's embrace. At the door of a church, heaven opens and earth answers. And here at IC, our doors literally open heaven. Because when you receive a plenary indulgence, you get a one-way non-stop ticket to paradise. In the gospel today, the three magi also enter a door and find themselves in God's throne room. We read, they were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. But notice how they had to walk out of their own doors at home before they could enter the door in Bethlehem. Think about it. Every going in one door first requires you to go out of another door. Incidentally, the Magi's gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh perfectly symbolize that leaving one's home in order to enter another world. How so? Well, the Catholic biblical scholar Raymond Brown suggested that the Magi were Zoroastrian priests from Persia in the East who used gold, frankincense, and myrrh in their pagan worship. But by offering these gifts to the Christ child, they in effect repudiated their pagan practices to worship the true God. You see, walking through a door always comes at a price. Why? Because it's a battle line. We are seeing more and more people walking through the doors of Catholic churches all across the United States. Every Sunday here at IC, we have over 2,000 people attending masses, and the pews are packed. This is why some of you old-timers find some of the new-timers in your pews. They don't know they're reserved. Sometimes we Catholics, cradle Catholics, must pay the price to accommodate the new Catholics walking through our doors. Our OCIA classes are seeing record numbers of people wanting to become Catholic. But these catechumens and candidates must first walk out of their own doors at home in order to enter these doors of a Catholic church. And in the balance, they have lost friends and family, gone through agonizing annulments, and been challenged in beliefs they've held since birth. Why do they sacrifice all that? Because like the three magi, they repudiate their former ways. Because in the Catholic Church, like in Bethlehem, they have found the child with Mary, his mother. One of my favorite things to do as a pastor is come over every morning early, about 5 a.m., and unlock the doors of the church. One devout parishioner actually arrives by 5:30 a.m. to pray in the quiet church before 7 a.m. Mass. Every morning in unlocking the doors of the church, I open God's throne room. Why does that matter? Because the doorway of a church is a battle line where two worlds meet. And when you enter these doors, every Mass can begin with a victory. Praised be Jesus Christ.